Ladies and gentlemen, direct from what part of Idaho? Idaho Falls. First time at Oshkosh. For your enjoyment is Teresa Eamon.
I'm going to start the set with a song that I like to start each air event with. It's called Blue Skies because it's my wish for the entire day. I'm going to sing some songs that hopefully you'll recognize. If you want to sing along, tap your feet, by all means. The whole thing is for you guys to enjoy this. So we'll start it off with Blue Skies. I see bluebirds singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so bright, noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. But blue skies from now on. But it needed, but a banana meet up, but a da 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 da. Is a newer one to my repertoire, but you guys have never seen me before, so you wouldn't know the difference now that I think about it. This one is called Almost Like Being in Love. One more for you. Time to hit play. I'm not sure what it is. Your presence requested this evening. It's formal, a top hat, a white tie, and tails. Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails. Because I'm invited this evening to step out in top hat and white tie and tails. I'm putting on my top hat, brushing off my white tie, dusting off my tails. Shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with glass. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. For I'll be Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to 2012 Warbirds in Review. This will be our first show of the year. And I got a couple of announcements here, actually three. At the end of this session today, and this session will probably be 30 minutes or a little bit longer, and then we'll open it up for questions. So be aware that you will be asked for questions. We have a book here it's about this group, Cat Killers, and they are in the EAA Warbirds of America merchandise. These two gentlemen, the pilots here, our heroes, are going to be in there, and they're going to be signing these books. Now, if you have an aviation library, and a lot of you do, and you don't have this book, you're one short. And this is your opportunity to buy this book and to have these guys sign it. And the last thing is if you enjoy this type of entertainment, this is all volunteers, and we have no money coming in for this. And so if you appreciate it, we have a bomb out here that's for donations, and if you feel like it, we'd appreciate your donations. That being said, we have two pilots here. We have Charlie Finch and Doc Clement, who are in the 220th Airplane Reconnaissance Company. They were both pilots in that group. They were called the Cat Killers, and I'll let you ask them why they called it the Cat Killers. I don't think it really had anything to do with killing cats. And we have this, the L-19 was their airplace. It was the airplace of choice selected by the Army at that time. This aircraft is owned by Randy Mayville. And Charlie Finch here, this is the one on the far side here. I'd like to say that I flew with Charlie for 20 years on the airline, and I never knew he was a hero. So I guess that's what real heroes will do. They don't tell you. So, but anyway, Charlie was a graduate of the University of Georgia. He couldn't get in college. He had to go to the University of Georgia. I went to Georgia Tech, by the way. He was in Army from 1966 to 73, retired as a colonel in the reserves. Flight School, 1968, Vietnam, June of 68, February of 70, 20 months, obviously not one tour of duty. Delta Airlines from 73 to 2003, he won the Silver Star, the DFC, the Bronze Star, 38 Air Medals, two with Valor, Army Commendation Medal, and Master Aviation Badge. And Ed Doc Clement here, he was a high school all-conference player in 1963. Went to Austin Peay. He played football. He was in the Army from 1966 to 71, Vietnam, 68 and 69. Instructor pilot at Fort Rucker from 1970 to 71. Flight manager for Killarney Fruit Company, 1982. Vice president, Operations Caribbean Helicopter, and the Virgin Islands, 1983 to 84, and Piedmont Airlines, 1985 to 2005, and his father was one of the original pilots for Piedmont Airlines. Is that correct? Now, Charlie, before we get started here, how about telling us, oh, is Tom here? Oh, this Tom Jones, excuse me, folks, this is Colonel Tom Jones. He's a Marine, There's no such thing as an ex-Marine, and Tom, if we get further into this thing, you'll understand something about what their mission was. He was a in charge of the backseaters that flew in the backseat, and he actually flew with Charlie one mission, and they are going to cover this later on. I don't know whether the colonel wants this covered or not, but anyway, that's what they will. Okay. All right. Thanks for coming with us, Colonel. We didn't know that you were coming until the last minute. Okay, would you... Charlie, would you tell us a little about the L-19 and the history behind it and why it was selected?
Is this thing hot? Okay, it is. I'll let Doc talk about the technical stuff. And they started building these things in 1950, and they started with Korea. And they changed them, Cessna changed a lot of the models. But basically what you see here, it was an L-19 that most of you old people like myself remembered as. And then when they started going into Vietnam in 1963 and 64 and 65, they changed their designations to an L-1, but it was always known as the Bird Dog. And it's not a long story why our unit was called the Cat Killers, by the way. But one of the early warrant officers, when he went over there, they said, "You're going to be flying the Bird Dog." And he said, "What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to go kill cats with it?" That's how we got the name, and we've had to embarrass ourselves for the last 40-something years explaining that silly story. But we built, Cessna's built 2,100 of these, and in Vietnam, we had 630 that went over. We lost 50% of the airplanes. Now, a lot of it was for combat, but a lot of it was pilot error. A lot of it was... the NVA destroyed them on the ground. So you're looking at a 50% attrition rate for this airplane. You don't see them very much. You still see them in the civilian air patrol. Some of the states have them. We have three or four in Atlanta. Several Delta pilots have them. Doc, you want to add?